This is Anne Graham Lotz with Daily Light for Daily Living. What others say or do is not an acceptable excuse for sin. God will call you and me into account for our sin, not someone else's. He demands holiness and purity in His people. What are you substituting for holiness? Positive thinking? Modern morality? There's no substitute from God's perspective. It's interesting that after rebuking the Thyatira church in Revelation 2:24, Jesus addresses the remnant of believers. Now I say to the rest of you, implying those who seek to live godly, pure lives will always be a minority, even in the church. In Revelation 2:26, Jesus promises, "To him who overcomes and does my will to the end, I will give authority over the nations." Listen to me. Moral purity is directly related to spiritual power. Power to change your world for Jesus. Don't be a spiritual weakling. Repent. Be an overcomer. This is Anne Graham Lotz.